Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Opposition to data centers has made loads of headlines this week. Both McMinnville and Cedar Hill have passed moratoria, and Nashville's Metro Council is mulling one of its own. Now, the Nashville Zoo has launched a petition opposing the proposed data center right next door. In less than 2 days, the change.org petition has garnered more than 100,000 signatures. The petition raises concerns about future environmental impacts of the data center and calls on community members and city leaders to protect, quote, one of the most fragile and rare collections of animals in the country. A similar petition is circulating to oppose a data center on the Fisk University campus. Country artist Ashley Monroe has been through a tumultuous 2 decades in a business that doesn't always reward emotionally moving music. After she found herself yet again watching others get recognition at an industry function that left her brooding, she started work on a song called I Hate Nashville.
And I flipped up my laptop and I was just like, oh, this makes me so mad that I can't get through, like that they don't acknowledge me more. I started writing down, I hate Nashville, because I've tried and tried and tried.
Senior music writer Julie Height, who first interviewed Monroe 20 years ago, finds that Monroe's love for country music is stronger than ever, but her feelings toward the industry are more complicated. You can find that story on our website at WPLN.org. Hendersonville has a new tool for residents to report problems that only the city can fix. It's a smartphone app called My Hendersonville. People can use it to report things like potholes or streetlights that aren't working or problems with stormwater. The app will notify the appropriate department and show the status of the city's response to those requests. There's also a map to show where problems have been noticed, so you can see if someone else has already noted the issue. The My Hendersonville app is free to download and use. Residents can also continue to report problems on the city's website. Metro has a similar app called Hub Nashville. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.